Well, Kenny, firstly, you glad to get a new defender in and Kevin McHattie?
Yeah, well, we haven't got him in yet. It'll probably be next week before we can use him, because we've just got him in now, and the deadline for the game is getting the international clearance through, so it's not through yet, and it may take a little bit more time.
Of course, looking ahead to the game tomorrow night, what is the injury news or the team news for the game?
The team news tomorrow night, Owen Toole has got a one game automatic to serve. So we're missing Owen Toole. There's injuries to Conor McDermott and Darren Cole, still outstanding. And, and Nicky Lowe, obviously, is still long term. So we're patching the team up for tomorrow night to try and get a team on the pitch.
Of course, that international clearance would be a godsend if you did get it being two defenders down tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've struggled for left back for quite a while now, and it's meant that we've, since we lost Dean Jarvis, and then we put Ben in there, but Ben's not a natural left back, Ben Doherty, and then we've had to ship it around where Conor McDermott goes in, and we've got a natural left back now, which is great news for the club and for us as well.
Looking ahead to the game, Sligo haven't been an easy team to play this year.
We lost the first game, if you remember, just started. So it's 2-1 to them in that aspect. And now we've got a league game and a cup game. And they're very, very good. I've watched them. And they play a counter-attack game and they suck you in and they attack with conviction on the turnover. And they done us here. They beat us 2-0 and we weren't right. And I'm hoping that we can be in a better shape to address that now.
Of course, as you say, they beat us up here. They are a team that do play well on their travels. You know, maybe the last time out, lost in De Bray, but that's sort of maybe just a wee blip with them because they're normally good on their travels, not so good at home.
Everybody seems to be losing De Bray down there, but they've travelled and they beat Bohemians 3-0. They travelled and drew 2-2 with Waterford, who had a 100% home record up until that. You know, they've a lot of good things about them, but we have a lot of good things as well. So we got to look at ourselves and see how we can hurt them. It can't be just about stopping Sligo, because Sligo have a strong team. They brought in a Canadian international and they've got lots of quality on their side. They've got pace on the sides. But we've got good players too, and we can't overlook that.
Of course, 3 points are a must for you tomorrow night, Kenny, on the chase for that European spot.
Yeah, 3 points are... It's imperative that we get a victory. But Sligo are also in need of a victory. So that's what the league's all about. The 10-team league has become really, really competitive. And that's one plus that has brought about the smaller league.
Of course, coming now to the end of the season, a few players out of contract. One in particular is Jared Doherty. Have you sat down with Jared or anything?
Jared's over. I think we've got Jared over the line. I'm almost sure we have. And we're looking to try and make sure Jared sees that we rate him so highly. He's so important to the team. He's the captain of the club. And it's fantastic that we're going to get him extended his contract. But there's others as well.
Right.